Welcome to Mindful Healing Stories and Guided Meditations. Stories and meditations that make a difference. Free from background sounds or music, created for sensory sensitive people by a sensory sensitive person. My name is Mindful Dina Joy. If you're someone who is neurodivergent, living with a traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress, and struggle to filter sounds and voices simultaneously, or if you're someone who is living with a chronic condition or invisible disability and on a healing journey of your own and simply want to give your nervous system a safe space to rest, digest, and reset, then this is the right place for you. This is a safe space where your mind can be entertained and your body can deeply relax. Because when you're able to rest, digest, and reset, you welcome in deep healing. Healing that aligns with your unique needs. So I invite you to snuggle in, nest yourself, and listen. There is nothing to do now. And it doesn't matter if your mind wanders off or if you pay attention. Because my voice is always in the background, and whatever you are meant to receive and utilize towards your own healing journey, you will receive with ease and grace. Besides, part of you is always hearing and following along. So if you happen to fall asleep, which typically happens, it's a good thing. It means your mind and body found comfort and relaxation, which is essential to healing. So I invite you now to turn off all distractions and settle into your favorite cozy spot. This is your time. Your time to nurture, nourish, and care for yourself on a deep and healing level. Your time to honor your unique needs and let your mind drift away to a place of imagination and serenity. And if you enjoy what you hear, I encourage you to make a donation to help me to continue to bring mindful healing stories and guided meditations that make a positive difference and offer deep relaxation and peace of mind, commercial free. So if you're ready, we will begin. Sometimes when we live with a mild traumatic brain injury, otherwise known as a concussion, it can be really difficult to get out of bed and go about our day. We have the tendency to push ourselves, to make ourselves do things like we used to do, because it's so difficult to embrace the idea that we have limitations now. So I'd like to share with you something that I had written as a reminder to myself that it's okay to have a do-nothing day. That by having a do-nothing day, what we perceive as doing nothing actually gives our body-mind the ability to take care of the thousands and thousands of functions that it's doing every moment of the day. To help us heal, to help restore balance, and to help us feel much better than we do in this moment right now. It may not happen overnight, but it does happen. Just like the seasons change gradually, healing too is a slow and gradual process for many. And if this is you, then I dedicate this short poem from my heart to yours, hoping that it reignites a little sense of hope within you and offers you the ability to rest, restore, and rebalance. Mind, body, and soul. Today is a do-nothing day, my body and brain are in just way too much pain. The fog is thick and the air is heavy, weighing on my muscles and joints. I prefer the darkness of blinds closed up tight. I prefer to be left alone and give myself permission to be free from any responsibility, just for one day. I prefer the quiet, the stillness, where all I hear is the sound of my breathing. I place my tongue to the roof of my mouth, open it a bit, and breathe in and out, like the sound of the ocean waves in my ears, gently rolling onto the shoreline and back out to sea. It's freedom. It's flowing, and it moves the pain a bit further away, out to sea, away from me. I am allowed to nurture myself and snuggle down into my soft bed while the blankets embrace me and reassure me that everything will be okay. They whisper to my soul that this is temporary and it's okay that I'm here. The blankets are wise and caring and comforting. The pillows are like two fluffy clouds. My aching brain rests and nests itself, because sometimes my neck just doesn't have the strength. My body and brain are doing their best to come back to balance and heal. Some days are strong and filled with promise. Some days, like today, ask me to step back and retreat. So I rest in this dark and peaceful retreat, away from the noise, away from the chaos, away from the things that overwhelm me. This sanctuary is mine, my safe space to nurture and nourish myself, to offer myself the same kindness, compassion, and care I offer to others. I am safe here. I am well here. I am loved here. This is my sanctuary. And in this moment, there is nothing to do, nowhere to go. The blankets, the bed, the pillows, and the darkness are my safe space. I am warm and comfortable. It's where I can breathe naturally and easily as I follow the sounds of the waves gently rolling onto the shore and the waves rolling back out. Thank you for joining me today. If you would like to be part of a mindful healing community for women, please join us on Facebook, the Mindful Healing Community for Women. Is focused on offering each other a supportive, nurturing, nourishing, uplifting community where we can rest, digest, and feel at ease in our own private sanctuary. I thank you again for being here and for offering yourself a little TLC today. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. May you be healthy and happy and live with ease. Until we meet again, I'm wishing you all the best.